Well, we're looking at 1 John 4, 13 through 16 today. I'm calling it All My Lovin'. And you do know, or you'd remember, that this entire letter is to communicate to believers that they can know they have a fellowship with God and they're right with Him. So we understand that God wants His people to know that they know and know that they have fellowship with Him. And so there's these different realities that they need to be aware of. And we see, as we look at chapter 4 and verse 13, first of all, the reality of the Holy Spirit. So look at verse 13 with me. It says, "By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit." And that word "by this" is taken to refer that what John is going to say. The verb "has given" is perfect tense, and what that means is that the gift of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit given to us the moment we became believers, the moment that we believed, and He continues right now in us at this present time and into the future. And this knowledge, this know here, is a knowledge by experience. God wants us to experientially know that we are right with Him and we are in fellowship with Him. There's also the witness of the apostles we see in verse 14. "And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world." And that we, it's stressed. The Greek text stresses it, and it refers to apostles that had been eyewitnesses. And so that's significant. The Trinity is intimately connected to us having fellowship with God. And the emphasis in that 13th verse is the God the Spirit, and then the 14th verse, the emphasis is on God the Father and God the Son. So the point of this verse is that apostles literally saw Jesus Christ, and they continue to witness that Jesus Christ is the only Savior that God the Father had authorized. And this is the only Savior that can bring sinners into a relationship with God. So we have that. So we have the reality of the Holy Spirit, the witness of the apostles, and then lastly, the confession Christologically. Look at verse 15. "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him and He in God." So when somebody says or confesses about Jesus Christ, and that is taken, that determines where one is at in their relationship with God. So this is a book, this letter here is a letter that demands that one comes to terms with Christ, Jesus Christ. Now, why is that the case? Because that is the key to fellowship with God. The Holy Spirit, who is given to every believer, will cause that believer to admit and testify of the truth about Jesus Christ. So 1 John 2:22 says the true believer will admit that Jesus is the Christ. And what that means is the believer, the true believer, is going to acknowledge that Christ is the only one authorized as the anointed God-man who will someday reign with God and reign as king. And we go back to chapter 4, verse 2, the true believer is going to admit that Jesus came in the flesh. And that means that the true believer is going to acknowledge that He became a man in the person of Christ. In Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead lived in bodily form. And any person who is in real fellowship with God must acknowledge that. And so that true believer will admit that Jesus is the Son of God. So there's Trinity throughout this. And the person that has true fellowship with God is going to admit that Jesus Christ is the second member of the Trinity, the Son of the living God. And then we come to the last verse that we're looking at today, and that's verse 16. "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." And so that love, that God love thing, is not something that is our natural way of doing things. We cannot, in and of ourselves, muster that up, produce it. The love of God is a love that is brought to us by the Holy Spirit. The love of God isn't silly, it's not sentimental, it's not sloppy, it's not sexual, it's not social. The love of God is a supernatural love that is produced by the Holy Spirit who lives within us. And the love of God means one will love God. And they'll love God's word, they'll love the church of God, they'll love the work of God, and they'll love the people of God. And this is not the natural way of doing things, but this is a love that God's will produces in us. So he sees our faith, but men and women experience our love. So let me ask you this. Do you have evidence of the fact that the Holy Spirit is working in you? Do you truly believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to get into a right relationship with the Holy God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God, the second member of the Trinity who came in human form to the world? Are you developing more of a love for God's word and God's work and God's church and God's people? So the answer to those questions, if it's yes, then you are developing in your fellowship with God. And that is a very good sign.